I'm Leslie Carruthers. I know many of you, but certainly not all of you. I'm the president of the Environmental Law Institute, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to today's symposium, Nanotechnology Governance, Environmental Management from a Global Perspective. We're delighted to be sponsoring this meeting today with the Vanderbilt Center for Environmental Management, and we're really thrilled to have such a talented group of participants from all sectors and from so many different scientific and policy backgrounds joining us for this debate. I want to mention particularly and thank Linda Bregan, who is the director of ELI's Nanotechnology Initiative, for organizing this, ably supported by Ben Gerhardstein, who has many of you have probably communicated with and who has done most of the heavy lifting to get this meeting to come forward, and I really appreciate the work they've both done. When I first joined ELI not quite 3 years ago, I met with David Rejeski of the Woodrow Wilson Center, a longtime friend of ELI, and in a rash moment I agreed to read and comment on a book he was co-editing on environmentalism and emerging technologies and economies. My personal interest in this topic as a former federal and state regulator is whether the U.S. system of environmental law and governance is agile and flexible enough to keep up with 21st century changes in technology and in the way industry organizes itself. We want governance systems that will speed the adoption of green technology, speaking from an environmentalist perspective, and that can anticipate and shape the impact of new discoveries. But as a former corporate environmental and safety executive, I have a somewhat different perspective as well, and I developed, of necessity, a professional interest in how the world beyond the U.S. deals with environmental risks. I say of necessity because my company, United Technologies, at the company, more than half of the company's factories, sales, and people were outside the U.S. So I'm very interested in the way other countries and regions of the world deal with these problems. With the Wilson Center, ELI sponsored a dialogue a year ago, some of you were there, on whether the U.S. environmental legal system was ready to contend with nanotech. The meeting produced an excellent inventory of governance issues and priorities for further policy work and stakeholder discussion. Today's program looks at governance of nanotechnology from a global perspective, especially seeking to understand how the U.S., the European Union, and Japan might approach the challenge of oversight of a transformative technology, and one that presents big benefits, but also, so far, relatively ill-defined risks to health and the environment. I want to thank the Star Foundation for supporting a series of ELI meetings looking at environmental issues of interest of business from an international perspective. ELI does not have a model to propose, but I do want to explain what we mean by the term governance. I know a number of you may be wondering. It's fairly broad. We intend it to be somewhat broad. We mean the whole set of tools that the community can bring to bear to guide behavior and prevent harm. Those tools could be traditional regulations, market mechanisms, voluntary professional or industry standards, disclosure, or deciding to rely on the tort liability system to redress any injury. I sometimes say when I give this definition that I count bribery as a governance tool, although it's not one that ELI advocates. We do agree with EPA and certainly others, that oversight of this technology calls for a life cycle perspective and that different governance strategies may well be appropriate at different stages of that cycle. You know a new technology has arrived when it appears in the New Yorker cartoon as Nano did just last week. And that's what this slide is. I frankly don't think it's one of their most hilarious cartoons, but I have to say that 2 years ago, I wouldn't have gotten the joke at all. Today, more and more products utilizing nanotechnology are entering the marketplace. The scientific community is working hard on definitions, nomenclature, classifications, test methods, and health and safety studies, which need to be accelerated. They are also coordinating this effort internationally to avoid inconsistency and duplication of effort and to speed getting results. It is none too soon, in our opinion, for the policy community to be evaluating alternative governance approaches and to consider the possibilities, at least, for achieving some level of consistency and harmonization in international requirements. I know we will leave today, because of the quality of the people who are here and the speakers, with a much better understanding of what current thinking is, thanks to what they know and can tell us. I hope we will also have collected some interesting and creative ideas from all of you about how policymakers here and abroad should get ready to manage the risks of this new technology in an intelligent and in an effective way. So that concludes my introduction. I'm looking forward to being a participant today and learning from all of you. And now I'm pleased to turn the podium over to our host, Mark Cohen.